Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Today is Tuesday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day to anyone listening. Today we are doing the NCAA tournament preview show. Going to give you guys a look at our brackets and how we think everything's going to play out. And the first game was just won with Hampton beating Manhattan, so they'll be playing Kentucky. And currently BYU and Ole Miss have just tipped off to the right to play Xavier. Roscoe, how's your bracket look? Pretty confident in everything?
I have zero confidence in my bracket because I can see this go in so many different ways. I can see so many upsets. But I'm pretty happy with the teams I picked, and we'll see how it pans out. You can never predict this stuff. It's always fun to watch. And if anybody wants to get in last minute on the Cup Boys, let us know via Twitter.
All right. I guess it's fair to say we'll start off with the Midwest region. Then maybe we'll move down or move out west. We'll go counterclockwise and just make our rounds. We'll start with the Kentucky-Hampton game. We're both picking Kentucky. Is there anything much to say about Kentucky besides the favorite to win
besides
it all?
Besides that,
obviously,
they'll probably beat Hampton by 40 points. Nah, I don't think there's really anything to say about that game.
There's really not much to talk about. We both have Kentucky. Roscoe, Cincinnati, Purdue. Who do you have out of that one?
I have Purdue winning that one. I felt they played a better schedule. I feel like they're the better team. Cincinnati, after looking at the schedule and seeing some of their losses, I feel like they really don't even deserve a bid. But I got Purdue winning that game and moving on to face Kentucky in the round of 32.
All right. I have I went Cincinnati. When you pick March Madness, you're really not – there's really not much going into some games that you pick. You know, you really can't make too much of an educated guess. But I'm basically going off of their schedule. I did look at their schedule. Some bad losses to, you know, VCU and Xavier. But, you know, they did beat SMU twice, which I found impressive. They're 2-1 against the top 25. Purdue's 0-5. They're a good defensive team, averaging, you know, they're giving up around 50 points a game, 55 points a game. I did watch one game this year by them, but they played Memphis, and they look pretty good. They're top 20 in offensive rebounding and paint scoring. So I think that they can actually pull out a victory against Purdue. Purdue didn't really impress me enough. You know, they're average in the Big Ten, you know. Best win on their schedule, in my opinion, was BYU, and they beat BYU by 2 points. So I really think this one will go to Cincinnati. West Virginia, Buffalo. Do you have an upset here, Roscoe, or are you taking the safe bet going with West Virginia?
I'm going to go with the upset with Buffalo over West Virginia. I like this Buffalo team's kind of interesting. They played Kentucky earlier in the year and played them pretty tough. I know a lot of the experts say don't sleep on Buffalo, and I'm actually not going to sleep on Buffalo. I'm going to pick them for an upset. I'm going with the 12 over the 5. As we know, that's one of the biggest that's where the upsets happen most. But I'm going with Buffalo. Bobby Hurley, ex-point guard for Duke, is the head coach over there. You may have seen him in I Hate Christian Leitner 30 for 30. I really like what he's doing with that team, and I can see this team making some noise maybe after around the 32. I'm going to go with the upset over West Virginia.
I also went with the upset, picking Buffalo. You know, they're riding a hot streak. They're 9-3 in their last 12 games. West Virginia's
on a cold streak.
They are 6-6. You know, they were in a tough conference, but just in a very overrated team. You know, they were given a generous 5 seed. I just like this Buffalo team. You know, their coach Bobby Hurley. You know, he's sounding very confident in his interviews, confident in his team, confident they can do something. And I think if there's a team that they can beat, you know, it's West Virginia. West Virginia is 2-7 versus the top 25 this year. You know, and they're also not to mention they lost to LSU at home, lost to Baylor 3 times, Oklahoma. They lost to Kansas, even though they did beat them both times. But they're just a very just a very overrated team. You know, the only thing that they did well this year is they led the country in steals, but I don't think that's going to do much. Buffalo's led by a power forward. You know, Justin Moss is averaging a double-double. I think they'll play more of an inside game. I don't think West Virginia's defense is going to be able to do much, so I do agree with you. I am going Buffalo. Maryland and Valpo. Valpo always in the tournament. Great record this year, 28-5, but they haven't played one team in the top 25, have one of the worst schedules in terms of, you know, strength of schedule. Do you have them beating off a surprising Maryland team, or, you know, Maryland taking it home?
You know, a few people I've talked to, some friends of mine, have said that they could see Valpo really upset Maryland. They don't know too much about Maryland. But I don't see that. I like this backcourt that Maryland has. They have a pretty good all-around team. I remember watching them against Wisconsin. And what I saw in that game, if they can do that in the tournament, they can make a solid run. I have them winning over Valpo and moving on to the round of 32. They have a really good freshman. I can't think of his name right now. But the way he leads this Maryland team.
Who, Maryland? It's Maryland's Mello.
Yeah, Mello. What's that?
Mello Tremblay.
Yeah, Mello Tremblay.
Averaging 18 points a game.
But he's a big key to this Maryland team. I don't see them getting upset by Valpo in the first round. They'll probably have more trouble with Buffalo in the second round since we both picked them to upset West Virginia. I think that's probably going to be the most trouble out of Valpo and Buffalo for Maryland. But I do have them moving on to the round of 32.
I also have Maryland moving on. Valpo hasn't really played anybody. You know, you look at their notable victories, and, you know, ESPN has it listed as Green Bay and Murray State. In a weak Horizon League, I don't see them pulling off this upset. Maryland's got some good wins, you know, beat Wisconsin, beat Iowa State, beat Michigan State twice. Very good Maryland team. You know, like you said, you know, Mello running the point with two upperclassmen at the four positions, averaging both over 13 points a game. So they're a good scoring team. You know, they carry their own on defense. They've had a lot of close games this year. You know, their point differentials are, you know, about 5 points. So, you know, they've played a lot of close games. They lost to a starting to get hot Michigan State team led by Tom Izzo. But I don't think Valpo will be too much of a competition for them. So I as well have them moving on. I know you mentioned on the preview show that you don't really like this Texas team. You know, they're always kind of confusing people. Who do you have in this Texas Butler matchup?
You know, I did say I don't like them, and they are a very confusing team because at some points this year they looked really good, and then some points they looked really bad. I thought they had a pretty good performance in the Big 12. They blew a game at the end against Iowa State that they should have won. I'm not sold on this Butler team. Therefore, I am going to pick Texas with an 11-6 upset in this Midwest region. I feel like if I went against them, the good Texas team was going to show up. Now, I may say they're going to win, and the bad Texas team is going to show up. I mean, we don't know. It's March Madness. Anything can happen. Texas, you know, they win a Big 12. I think the toughest conference this year in basketball, depth-wise. I have them beating Butler in a very close game to move on to round of 32.
I actually did make that. Originally, you know, gut told me Butler, but you know, I don't see the leadership on that team anymore. I have watched this Texas team play. I caught a game against TCU, I believe. I really like what local guy. You know, we had the pleasure of watching him in high school. Javon Felix does a very good job leading that team. The point guard, former St. Aug product. And you know, not to mention Cameron Ridley. I really like Cameron Ridley. Hell of a rebounder. You know, last year in the NCAA tournament, he showed up. He averaged 12, 11, and 3 blocks a game. I really like him, so I think he can lead them against a relatively small and not physical Butler team. So I as well do have Texas winning that game. Who do you like out of Notre Dame and Northeastern? I know that's really not much of a question, especially because Notre Dame is really hot right now. Who do you have in this game? Unless it's
really hot. Like you said, they're really hot, you know. I don't see an upset coming from this, you know, 3-14 matchup. This is a different Notre Dame team. I know they've let down in the past in the tournaments, but I feel like this team is really different, and they're going to make a deep run this year with Jaren Grant and the big man down low. Can't think of his name, but he's also performed really good this year. But I just see Notre Dame winning this game.
I agree. I don't have much of an analysis on this game other than I do believe Notre Dame can pull this game out, will pull this game out. I don't think Northeastern really has much of a shot. Wichita and Indiana. Who do you have out of that game?
It's
going to be one of the more intriguing matchups of the, you know, first round, second round.
I'm picking Wichita State. I love their leadership. They have a solid core on this team who's been there for 3-4 years now. And, I'm a believer in Wichita State more than Northern Iowa. They came from the same division, the Missouri Valley Conference. You know, Wichita State, I feel like it's going to be more about the leadership that they have and their core. You know, they've been there for so long. They've been playing with each other. They know their team. They know what they do. I'm going to go with the Shockers in this one to beat Indiana and move on to round of 32.
I agree as well. This Indiana team hasn't really showed up this year. You know, going 2-7 versus top 25, 9-9 in a relatively weak Big Ten. You know, they're below 500 in the last 12 games. You know, lost to a Louisville team, lost to a Georgetown team. I don't really see much. You know, I watched one Indiana game this year that they won on the road versus a suspect Illinois team who's not even in the tournament. I don't see much in Indiana. I like Wichita State. You know, they play really good defense. We all know what they did 2 years ago in a tournament. So I think they've been there before. I think they'll be pretty favored to win this game, and I think they will win this game to match up with a Kansas team in another game that I really don't really know what to say. I think Kansas is going to win, but I mean, all I have to say is if there's a one or two seed to potentially get upset, I would put my money that it would most likely be Kansas. New Mexico State, they've won their last 12 straight. They've won 13 straight games in a weak WAC conference. They're 0-2 versus top 25, some of the notable games. They lost to Baylor by 10, Wichita State by 17. They lost to Wyoming. Not a pushover for a 15 seed, but I think Kansas will be able to get that done. Do you agree with Kansas winning that game?
I'm going to agree with Kansas winning this game, and I agree with you if there was a 1 or 2 seed to lose, it would be Kansas. I said it when the brackets were released on Sunday that this is a tough matchup for them, drawing New Mexico State as a 15 seed. I don't know much about New Mexico State, but like I said, if there was a possible 15-2 or 16-1 upset, it would be this game. But I think Kansas is just going to get the job done and, wear them out. The game, I think, is going to be close to start off with. But as time goes on throughout the game, I see Kansas kind of pulling away with Kelly Oubre Jr. and Perry Ellis. I feel like those guys are going to pull the game away, take control over this New Mexico State team. So I do see a Wichita State-Kansas matchup in the round of 32.
Would you like to go down into the West region and just pick the round of 64 first, or you want to go ahead and just finish off each bracket and then move on to the next one, like each part of the bracket?
Let's just knock out each bracket and, move to the next one after we're done the bracket.
All right. Well, starting off the round of 32, we have Kentucky I have Kentucky and Cincinnati. You have Kentucky and Purdue. Do you have Purdue pulling off a potential upset of the best team in the country?
No, I don't see that happening. I think Kentucky's going to pretty much have an easy walk until the Elite Eight, but we'll talk about that matchup that they'll face in the next two rounds. I don't see this Purdue team really beating Kentucky. Kentucky's just too good for me to see them losing this early.
I agree. I don't really have much of a prediction for that game. I think if it's Purdue or Cincinnati, I really don't think each team really has much of a shot. So I would say that it would be Kentucky to win that game. Now we both have Buffalo and Maryland. Do you see Buffalo, playing a little Cinderella here, getting to the Sweet 16, or do you think this is where they might end, their run ends?
I like Maryland to win this game, but Buffalo can easily be a Cinderella. Like we said, we both agree that this team's going to upset West Virginia, and we like the coaching that Bobby Hurley has done for this team. They're a tough team. I think it could possibly be a very close game, but Maryland is one of the best teams in close games, and they know how to finish games. So when it comes down to the end of the game and finishing it out, I see Maryland, winning the game, beating Buffalo to move on to the Sweet 16 to face Kentucky.
I agree with you as well. I think it will be a close game if Maryland does, proceed to get there. Like I said before, and you just pointed out too, Maryland's played a lot of close games. Beat a good Wisconsin team, good offensive team. I think they can pull it off. I don't think Buffalo is just going to be able to do it twice in a row. And that's just my prediction on it. I really don't have much of a prediction on that one. Interesting matchup as well, Texas and Notre Dame. Who would you have in that game?
I'm going to take Notre Dame. They're hot. This team, I feel, is one of the best teams in the country. I think I said it early in the year when we did a show talking about college basketball. I really like Notre Dame. Jaren Grant, he can get everybody involved. He can take over a game. He's the key player for Notre Dame. I think he's going to do that in this Notre Dame-Texas matchup. I had Notre Dame moving on to the Sweet 16. and beaten Texas.
I agree as well. I also have Notre Dame winning this game. Notre Dame spreads the floor real well. Texas is more, rely more on the inside game. That's why I really just don't see Texas hanging in this game too long. They're 2-10 versus top 25 this year. Their defense isn't spectacular, and Notre Dame does one great thing as a team. They score 80 points a game, which is great college basketball. So I see Jaren Grant leading this team to Sweet 16 as well. And I just don't think it'll be too close. I think Notre Dame's just going to continue to stay hot. Probably the second hottest team in the country, in my opinion. Wichita State and Kansas, which, I mean, that's a toss-up in my opinion. Do you think otherwise, or do you think, it should go one or the other?
I really, really like this game, and I hope it happens. I would love to see it. And if it does happen, I have Wichita State beating Kansas and moving on to the Sweet 16. This is going to be a game they want. The state of Kansas is on the line for these two teams. And I feel like that's going to make Wichita State play even harder because everybody knows Kansas. Everybody, they know how good Kansas is, and Kansas gets all the talk. I think Wichita State's going to want to, prove that, hey, there's another team in Kansas, and we're not just a mid-major. Like I said, I really like this group. Their experience, their core, they've been there before. They made the run 2 years ago. Last year they went undefeated in the regular season, lost to a Kentucky team who ended up going to the national championship. But I really like this Wichita State team. I think they'll upset Kansas. I don't even know if you can call it an upset because, like you said, it is a toss-up in the air. But I do have them moving on to the Sweet 16 to face Notre Dame.
I have Kansas winning this game. Like you said, it's going to be a great game. You're looking at two teams from Kansas, plus the games in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm sure it's going to be packed with fans from each team. I just see Kansas pulling out this game just because they've been there before. They've beaten a really good Baylor team three times. They beat Iowa State once, beat Utah a few times. And Wichita's just, I just don't know if they can do it again. They're 1-2 versus top 25. Haven't played many top 25 teams where Kansas, they played 15 top 25 games, which is almost half their schedule. So I can just see Kansas winning this game, but I could also see Wichita State pulling this game out as well. I think it's going to be a very close game. Moving into the Sweet 16, Kentucky and Maryland, who do you have, Roscoe?
I think this is where the road comes to an end for Maryland. I've talked about how much I like them and how I like them in close games, but this won't be a close game. I think Kentucky is going to get their hardest matchup possibly in the whole tournament in the next round against So I have Kentucky moving on to the Elite Eight, beating Maryland. And then I have Notre Dame beating Wichita State in the Sweet 16 to move on to face Kentucky. And I think that's going to be Kentucky's toughest matchup in the tournament because of a hot Notre Dame team coming off another good win over Wichita State, keeps building momentum, and they're going to face Kentucky in the Elite Eight in my bracket. That's how I see it panning out. How do you see it happening?
I see Kentucky beat Maryland, and I really don't see it being too close of a game. This Kentucky team is on fire. I don't really see any weaknesses from this team. They're led by, Colley Stein down low.
The Harrison twins, it just keeps going on and on and on.
They have a great backcourt, great front court. I just don't see Maryland winning this game. I know you had Notre Dame and Wichita State. I have Notre Dame and Kansas, and I see this being a shootout of a game. Similar point differentials. Notre Dame just scores the ball a little more. And I see Notre Dame riding high and winning that game to meet up with Kentucky in the Elite Eight, which would be a great matchup. I would love to see it. It would be especially interesting because, like I said, Notre Dame spreads the floor a lot. So you got a team who spreads the floor a lot versus a good inside team in Kentucky. That would be a great matchup. Who do you have you winning your Elite Eight, Roscoe, and going on to the Final Four?
Like I said, I think this is going to be Kentucky's toughest matchup because they do face a team who can spread the floor, but not also a team who can spread the floor, but also a team who is as hot as them. Kentucky, down the stretch, they've continued to get better and better. I mean, Calipari has stated this team continues to get better and better down the stretch. They're playing their best basketball right now, which is what, I mean, some of their players are playing their best basketball right now. I mean, Kentucky is going to face a team just as hot as them going in Notre Dame, a team that can stretch the court, which I think can give Kentucky some issues. But with that being said, I think Kentucky is just too deep. You know, they're 10 men deep that can just go out there and play with any starting lineup in college basketball. So I think due to depth, I have Kentucky winning, moving on to the Final Four to represent the Midwest. They're going to beat Notre Dame. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be one of the best games to watch, not only in the Midwest bracket, but the whole tournament. I really hope this happens because I want to see the matchup, and I'm picking Kentucky to move on to the Final Four.
I agree as well. I'm praying for it to, you know, the straight overall depth just outweighs Notre Dame. I think that's where Notre Dame's great season comes to an end. Kentucky is led by one of the best coaches in college basketball. You know, going to face one of the toughest games they're going to have to play all year, but I think they'll be able to do it. You know, I was one of the people who said Kentucky was overrated at the beginning of the year, and then they went out and they beat Kansas by 32, and I just shut it up then. And I've been just enjoying what they've been doing all year, and I think they'll be able to carry that into the Final Four out of the Midwest as well. You know, we move down to the West, Roscoe. Very hot Wisconsin team, you know, 31-3 this year. Obviously played in a surprisingly weak Big Ten. Playing Coastal Carolina, you think Coastal Carolina gives any fits? You think they'll be the first upset in 16-seed history?
Unless the Coastal Carolina football coach gives I need more dog speech to him before the game, I don't see this one being close at all. Wisconsin, who I think is the best college basketball player, I said it Sunday with Frank Kaminsky. You know, Frank the Tank's going to lead them deep into this bracket. And I see Wisconsin winning with ease against Coastal Carolina.
Me as well. Not much to really say about it except there's never been a 16 seed to beat a 1 seed. I think only three of the games since 2012 have been decided by single digits. One of them being Gonzaga and Southern a few years ago. I think that was the closest it ever got. But I just don't see anything happening here. Oregon, Oklahoma State. I have Oregon winning this game. Relatively hot, 10-2. Did lose in the Pac-12 tournament. Playing an overrated Oklahoma State team. Well, I was surprised to even make it in the tournament. You know, they're only 5 games above 500. This Oregon team's won 25 games. Beat Utah twice. Played a close game with a good VCU team. Who do you have winning this game, Roscoe?
I guess I'm going with a minor upset. I'm picking Oklahoma State over Oregon. You know, they played in the Big 12, so they had a really tough, tough schedule. They did have a good stretch in the middle of the year. I see some quality wins from this Oklahoma State team. I watched Oregon play against Arizona, and, you know, I just didn't like what I saw from that team to pick them. Now, neither of these teams, in my opinion, are going to even give Wisconsin a real game, but I do have Oklahoma State moving on to the round of 32.
You know, we move on to an Arkansas Wofford, I guess. A team that is 0-2 versus the top 25. Lost to Duke by 30, West Virginia by 30, and yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about them. I got Arkansas winning this game. Arkansas is real good. Bobby Portis is phenomenal. So if I have Arkansas winning this game, do you by any chance have Wofford or Wofford winning?
I have Arkansas winning. They're very athletic. I mean, I like this Arkansas team to win this game. But, I mean, just based off athletic and, you know, their skill, they have more skill than this Wofford or Wofford, like you said. I don't know how it's pronounced, but I don't see them being a 12-5 upset. I have Arkansas moving to the round of 32. Going into that, I'll take UNC to beat Harvard. I think UNC is going to, you know, win that game with ease as well. I have UNC and Arkansas facing off in the round of 32.
Same thing. Harvard's made some splashes a few times in the tournament. But, I mean, they really haven't played anyone this year. I just don't see them doing it. You know, North Carolina's in the ACC. They had, I think, the ninth hardest schedule. You know, they had to deal with the Virginia team twice, Duke twice, Louisville three times, Notre Dame twice, and, you know, they held their own. I see North Carolina win this game as well. Harvard played one game that makes sense, I mean, that matters, and they played Virginia once, and they lost to Virginia by 51. So I don't even really think Harvard has a shot. Xavier versus the winner of BYU Ole Miss, which as it stands right now, BYU is currently up by one. I know.
Make it four.
Who do you make it four? Who do you think's gonna win this matchup? That are potentially BYU Ole Miss against Xavier?
Well, first of all, I think BYU is going to beat Ole Miss to move on to face Xavier. And then I have BYU beating Xavier. I've been high on this BYU team. I thought they should have been an easy lock into the tournament. However, they have to play in a play-in game against Ole Miss. If Ole Miss does win, I have Xavier moving on, but I think BYU is going to win, and I think BYU will beat Xavier to move on to the round of 32.
I do agree. I do have BYU winning this game, and I have them beating Xavier as well. Xavier, not very good. You know, they've lost to Villanova a few times, Providence. Interesting, they have beaten Georgetown all three times this year, which I did find interesting. Really not a good defensive team at all, which could be a problem against BYU. So I do have
very
BYU beating Xavier. But I will say this, if BYU does lose tonight by any chance, I will be having Xavier beat Ole Miss. I don't like that Ole Miss team. I'm not high on them. A very overrated team, in my opinion. So if Ole Miss does pull off an upset, I do think Xavier won't have a problem with Ole Miss. Ole Miss isn't a great offensive team, and I think Xavier will be able to hold their own because Xavier does average 74 points a game. Were you adding something else, Roscoe?
Well, I was going to say the thing with Ole Miss is on offense, they're a one-man wrecking crew with Stephon Moody, and then they hope to get to the foul line. But I don't see them winning the BYU game. So, I mean, that covers that. I have BYU moving on. That's all I wanted to say.
Kevin Ware and Georgia State, I believe. Or is he with Georgia Southern?
No, it's Georgia State.
Georgia State? Well, do we have Georgia State pulling off an upset, which I'm reading a lot of places. A lot of people are picking Georgia State as a potential low seed upset. do you see anything happening here? Do you think Mailer will be able to, barrel
through? I've seen Georgia State play this year against, ULF yet, and they struggle with big men. But you mentioned Kevin Ware for Georgia State. There's another guy that you have to, watch out for, and it's R.J. Hunter. He can shoot the lights out. If he catches fire in this game, he can give Baylor some trouble. But down low, Baylor's just going to be too much for him with Rico Gathers. He's going to control this game. He may have up to 20 rebounds. And I think Baylor's going to win this one with ease. I don't see Georgia State doing much. They played a terrible game in the Sun Belt Conference Championship. They almost lost in the semifinals to ULF yet. But, this Georgia State team, it's all about streaks and streaky shooting. But I think Baylor's just too good down low. They'll execute with their big men. I have Baylor moving on to the round of 32.
I as well have Baylor moving on. Doing some research, they're not a terribly big team. So I think Ricardo Gathers will give them a lot of trouble. The best offensive rebounding team in the country. They shoot the ball real well. They've made 40% of their three-pointers. So I do see Baylor moving on in this game. Another interesting matchup, Shaq Smart and VCU versus D'Angelo Russell and the Ohio State Buckeyes. How do you see this game shaping up?
D'Angelo Russell, he's a great player for Ohio State. He'll be a lottery pick in the draft. I think he's going to go to the draft. He'll be a lottery pick. He's a great player. But the defense that's ran in VCU, you need an all-around team effort on offense, and I don't see Ohio State having that. So with that being said, I do have VCU winning over Ohio State. And moving on to the round of 32, to face Arizona, who I think is just going to blow Texas Southern out of the gate, out of the water, and, move on to the round of 32 with ease.
I took a little different approach. I do have Ohio State winning this game. Just because, VCU, lost Briante Weber, one of their best defensive players. They're led by Trevor Graham, big forward for them, averages 17-7. They ranked third in the country. They're a good defensive team. I believe they call it shock defense, the shock smart runs, which is a great defense they run. They press the whole game. It's really fun to watch. But I think if you press and you give this Ohio State team a lot of space, I think D'Angelo Russell will be able to give him fits. He's averaging 26-6, which is pretty ridiculous in college, if you ask me, and he's been doing it very quietly. I haven't really heard much about him. They're a very good shooting team. They force a lot of turnovers. The only problem is they've struggled against top 25 teams this year. But I do think they can have the ability to pull off an upset and to meet up with definitely an on-fire Arizona team, who I believe is the hottest team in the country. They are blowing everybody out. They've won 11 of their last 12, and I don't think Texas Southern has a shot. So I do think Ohio State will match up with Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at the top of the round of 32. Wisconsin and Oregon. Do you have Oregon with much of a chance in this game, or you think big Frank Kaminsky will just lead Wisconsin to the ship?
I don't even have Oregon beating Oklahoma State.
Oh, you have, you have Oklahoma State. I have Oregon.
But, like I said, I don't think either of those teams really have a shot against Frank Kaminsky and Wisconsin. I have Wisconsin moving on to the Sweet 16.
I have Wisconsin winning this game as well. I do think Oregon should beat Oklahoma State, but the big problem with Oregon is they do what Missouri did a few years ago. They basically run all guards and forwards. They don't have anyone on their team hot taller than 6'7", which is insane if you really think about it. They really don't have any big men. They're just an up-tempo team, which I think can cause Wisconsin some fits early, but I think once they settle down, I think Kaminsky will probably have his best game of the tournament. I think they'll beat Oregon or Oklahoma State. I really think if whatever matchup team, I don't think they'll have a chance. Arkansas and UNC, who you got, Roscoe?
This is going to be the best second-round matchup out of the West bracket. I have UNC, Marcus Paige and UNC beating Arkansas to move on to face Wisconsin in a Sweet 16. I think this is going to be a really good game, probably the best game to watch in this bracket, maybe in the whole entire bracket, not just the round of 32. I think it's going to be a very close game, 4-5 matchup. Both these teams are really good, but I do have UNC beating Arkansas.
I do agree as well. I do have North Carolina winning that game as well. I think it'll be a good game. I think North Carolina's getting kind of hot at the right time. Played in a relatively tough conference. Arkansas hasn't really played many tough games. You know, they played Kentucky twice and Iowa State. That was really about it. Faster tempo team, but I mean, when they're not making their perimeter shots, it shows. You know, they played LSU 2 weeks ago, which I watched. They lost at home. You know, they weren't making shots, and you know they said it. You know, when Arkansas doesn't make their shots, they really don't win. So you're playing a good, a relatively good North Carolina team on defense. So I think North Carolina will be able to pull that out. We both have BYU advancing to play Baylor. Do you think BYU can beat Baylor?
I think that's an interesting matchup because BYU's so up-paced and Baylor really, I mean, they concentrate down low. But I think just Rico Gathers is going to carry this Baylor team. And I have Baylor beating BYU in the round of 32 to move on to the Sweet 16.
I agree as well. I have Baylor winning that game as well. Like you said, it's really on Ricardo Gathers. He's a huge force inside, and you know to force the ball inside is going to be tough for BYU. They're a relatively small team, and I think Baylor really won't have. Baylor won't have any trouble with that game. Now I did have Arizona beating. I did have Ohio State beating VCU. You had VCU beating Ohio State. On your bracket, you're going to have VCU and Ohio State. I mean, VCU and Arizona, excuse me. Do you have VCU making another small run again, or do you have Arizona, you know, barreling through?
You know, this is going to be a very low-scoring game. Lots of defense is going to be played. But, you know, that's fallen into Arizona's game. You know, rely on defense, play tough defense, get your turnovers and score off that. So I have Arizona beating VCU. And an update on the BYU-Ole Miss game. BYU is now up 11 on Ole Miss, 36-25 with 4 minutes left in the first half.
So you have Arizona winning?
I do have Arizona beating VCU.
I have Arizona beating Ohio State as well. Like I said, Arizona's the hottest team in the country, in my opinion. Great team. Stanley Johnson is great. So I do think that they'll get through that as well and beat Ohio State relatively easy. Advancing to play Baylor in the Sweet 16. First Sweet 16 matchup of the region would be Wisconsin and UNC. Do you have Wisconsin still advancing, or do you have UNC pulling a small upset?
You know, UNC, they did struggle with Jahlil Okafor and, you know, Bigman this year. I found that was a weakness for them. So I do have Frank Kaminsky and Wisconsin moving on to the Elite Eight. You know, he can stretch the floor. He can shoot the three. He can post up. He really can do everything as a big man. He's just so good. And, I mean, Wisconsin is one of the best teams this year. I don't see them losing this game. I think Wisconsin will beat UNC to move on in the Elite Eight.
I have Arizona winning this game as similar teams. You know, Wisconsin just led by a taller Frank Kaminsky. You know, Arizona doesn't have anyone as big as Kaminsky, I believe. Just a really great defensive team. They shoot 49% from the field of the team, which is great. Their point guard, T.J. McConnell, is phenomenal. As I mentioned, Stanley Johnson, they're really hot this year. Coming off of huge wins in the tournament, Pac-12 tournament. You know, the only knock against them is, you know, they haven't played many ranked teams. They played San Diego State and Gonzaga, which they both beat them by a basket. You know, lost to a UNLV team who was unranked, Oregon State and Arizona State. They're really hot right now, and I think they'll prove themselves this tournament. I do believe in that team. And I do think they'll be able to beat Wisconsin. I think, you know, just, you know, saying that Arizona has only played three ranked teams, Wisconsin's only played five. So I think Arizona State could pull that out. Are you going to say something, Roscoe?
I was just clarifying. You had Arizona beating Baylor, going to the Elite Eight, then beating Wisconsin.
Did I skip over that? I think I skipped over that. I think I'm making, like, jumps. I do have Arizona beating Baylor as well in the Elite Eight, obviously. I think Arizona spreads the floor too well. You know, they play a fast-tempo defense. I think, you know, they'll force Baylor into shooting the ball. And, you know, that's just a game where if Baylor doesn't make shots, you know, they might not have a chance. You know, like I said before, Baylor shoots the ball 40% from three. If they don't win that game, then, I mean, if they don't shoot the ball correctly, then they really won't be able to win that game. You know, with Arizona moving on against Wisconsin, like I said, I do think they'll beat Wisconsin as well, moving on to the Final Four. Just a really hot team. I believe in them. I think they can be the team that has gotten hot and will stay hot through the tournament. My only concerns with them is that, you know, they haven't fared amazingly well versus ranked opponents this year. They beat a Utah team twice, who I think can get upset in the first round. You know, we'll get to that next, but I just have a gut feeling that Arizona will be able to pull it out and reach the Final Four. Do you like Wisconsin reaching the Final Four? I mean, I know you like Frank Kaminsky, and that would be a hell of a matchup in the Final Four versus Kentucky. How do you see that game going out, Wisconsin and Baylor? Is that who you had?
Yeah. I have Baylor beating Arizona because I'm not sold on Arizona. I've seen them play one big game, and that was against Gonzaga, which they got bailed out at the end. There should have been a foul call before going to overtime, and they ended up only winning by a bucket in overtime at home against a very good Gonzaga team. But when they did play a very good team, they struggled. So with that being said, I think they're going to play another very good team in Baylor. And I have Baylor beating Arizona. I mean, I'm just a huge fan of the bigs in this West Division, you know, Ricardo Gathers and Frank Kaminsky. I want to see that, you know, 1v3 Wisconsin versus Baylor. However, that's where I think Baylor's, you know, run's going to come to an end when they do face Frank Kaminsky in Wisconsin. I have Wisconsin going to the Final Four to face off against Kentucky. I think that'll be the second toughest matchup only because Notre Dame's hotter than Wisconsin coming into the tournament, and I think they're more of a versatility than Notre Dame has more versatility than Wisconsin. So, but I do have Wisconsin moving on to the Final Four to face Kentucky.
That would be a great matchup, Wisconsin and Baylor. Too terribly upset if that's how my bracket was wrong and I got to watch that game.
You know, I'm just really not sold on Arizona against good teams. And you mentioned them beating Utah twice, but I'll get to Utah in a little bit. But I don't think they're that great of a team. So that's why I see Baylor beating Arizona, moving on to the Final Four, but to lose to Frank Kaminsky and the Badgers, who will move on to the Final Four in my bracket, in my opinion.
You know, moving on to the South bracket, you know, we'll start off with the winner of Robert Morris in North Florida, David versus Goliath, 1-16. Anything happening here, Roscoe, or does Duke just kind of, you know, walk through that?
You know, Duke has been upset before by a seriously low-seeded team, but I don't see it happening this year. I think they'll beat the 16 seed and move on to the round of 32.
I do have that as well. Not really much to discuss on that. San Diego State, St. John's, who do you have in that game? Going to be a pretty good game, pretty evenly matched up team. San Diego State was ranked a lot this year. St. John's over in the Big East. Who do you have winning that game, Roscoe?
You know, because St. John's has played better opponents than San Diego State, in my opinion, I have St. John's beating San Diego State to move on to face Duke. St. John's started the year very hot. They're more prepared for the tournament to face, you know, a similar, you know, team in San Diego State, you know, same skill level. With that being said, I think St. John's will beat San Diego State because they're more prepared and ready to play a big game coming from the Big East.
I do have San Diego State winning this game. Not a very good offensive team, but if there's one thing St. John's isn't good at, you know, looking at the stats and the games and such, they're not a good defensive team, and I think that'll prove big for San Diego State to kind of get their offense going. They're a phenomenal defensive team, you know, held Arizona to 60 points this year, held Utah down. I think their defense will be able to keep them in this game. It's just going to be up to their offense and stay out of getting in drought. So I do have San Diego State winning this game. Utah and Stephen F. Austin, I believe we have the same pick for this matchup. Who you got, Roscoe?
I have Stephen F. Austin beating Utah. You know, they were 29-4 on the year. They, three of their losses were against, you know, tournament teams, Xavier, Baylor, and Northern Iowa. They only lost to Northern Iowa by 2 points. They got, I think they lost by like 12 to Xavier and 18 against Baylor. But those last two games were on the road. I think they're going to pull off the upset against Utah. I'm a fan of this Stephen F. Austin team to be a little Cinderella this year. So we'll see how they do. Right now I have them moving on to the round of 32 to face Georgetown, who I think will beat Eastern Washington. I think it's a possible upset game, but, I mean, Georgetown's really a roller coaster team, but I do have them beating Eastern Washington to move on to the round of 32.
I do have Stephen F. Austin win that game as well. You know, they beat VCU last year as a 12 seed as well. Great offensive team, and I just think they can pull it off. Utah's last four of their last seven games. And I think they can pull off this upset and face in the round of 32 a Georgetown team who could be a possible upset game as well. Like you said, Eastern Washington, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think Georgetown will pull out a close game over an Eastern Washington team who beat Indiana, almost beat SMU, not really a pushover, but I think they'll match up against Georgetown. You picked Georgetown as well, so move on to the next game. SMU and UCLA, who you got?
I got Larry Brown and SMU over UCLA. I mean, UCLA, I just didn't think they were that good of a team this year. You know, I can't see them winning this game. I think Larry Brown's too good of a coach, and he'll have SMU ready to play, who just came off winning their conference. They're a top 25 team. So I have SMU beating UCLA.
I agree with you as well. SMU, I mean, Larry Brown's revived that team. Very good SMU team. I think they'll win it as well. You know, UCLA, a little bit overrated in a not good conference in the Pac-12. Really just a two-team conference, in my opinion. So I think SMU won't have a hard time winning that one. Next matchup, Iowa State against UAB. Who you got, Roscoe?
I have Iowa State winning this game. I mean, I don't think there's really much to say. You know, UAB was a team with four wins above 500. The only reason they got in was because they had a miracle run in their conference tournament. I think they're one and done. I don't really see them being a Cinderella, no matter how hot they are coming off of their tournament. You know, I think Iowa State's going to win this game.
I agree as well. If Iowa State winning this game, not much to say about it either, to be honest. Interesting matchup. Iowa and Davidson. Davidson, good team, was ranked a little bit this year for a small period of time. They run a small lineup, you know, all point guards. What do you think about this team? Stephon Curry's alma mater. You think Davidson can pull out a win?
I think Davidson will pull out the win. They had a nice little run in their conference tournament. I think I'm not really sold on Iowa. We both thought the Big Ten was weak. I know they had some poor losses this year. I don't see it coming from Iowa. I don't think either of these teams will have a chance in the round of 32, but I do have Davidson winning and moving on to the round of 32. And just to give another update on
State. You can continue your update. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Update on the BYU-Ole Miss game. BYU is now up 49-32 going into the half.
That should be a victory for them. Really saw that coming. Gonzaga, North Dakota State, any upsets here?
No, I don't really see it. I think this Gonzaga team's different. They're deeper. They have more scoring threats. They play some good defense. And like I said, Wichita State, they really have a strong core. These guys are experienced. They've been playing with each other for 3-4 years now, led by seniors and Kevin Pangos and Gary Bell Jr. with the Kentucky transfer and Kyle Wilcher. They have a solid big man. You know, I don't see this team being upset.
I agree as well. I have Gonzaga winning. Duke San Diego State. Do you have? I have Duke San Diego State. You have Duke St. John's, which would be a rematch for your matchup. Do you have any upsets? Do you think Duke just walks into the Sweet 16?
I think Duke is going to move on to the Sweet 16. I think they beat St. John's pretty handily when they played them the first time. But I don't see St. John's winning this game. You know, I think Duke is substantially more talented, more skilled, better coach. And with that being said, I think it's just going to be a pretty solid win for Duke.
I agree as well. I have Duke beating San Diego State. Very good team Duke has. You know, they're highest scoring team in the country. Jahlil Okafor is going to be a star in the NBA, in my opinion. Tyus Jones, they're just a great group of guys. And I think they'll be able to pull off that win and get to the Sweet 16. We both have Stephen F. Austin in Georgetown. Do you see Stephen F. Austin being a Cinderella, or do you see Georgetown pulling it out?
Like I said about Georgetown in the first round, they could possibly be upset by Eastern Washington. I don't think that'll happen. Georgetown is a roller coaster team, and I think they will be upset by Stephen F. Austin, who will move on to the Sweet 16 to face Duke. I've said it on Selection Sunday, I'm a fan of the Stephen F. Austin team. They've played some pretty quality opponents. You know, I don't think this Georgetown team's all that great. Xavier, who Stephen F. Austin did play, beat them three times. I don't know which Georgetown team is going to show up. Like I said, they're a roller coaster. I do have Stephen F. Austin pulling off the upset, moving on to the Sweet 16.
I have Georgetown winning this game. I really don't know why. I just don't see Stephen F. Austin doing it. Didn't play in a great conference. You know, just relies so much on their shooting. I see them shooting like that against Utah and moving on. I just don't see it happening two games in a row. I think for the first time in a while, I think Georgetown will advance. You know, a good offensive team. You know, led by Devontae Smith Rivera and Joshua Smith, can really shoot the lights out when they're hot. You know, they beat Villanova once this year by 20. You know, played Wisconsin tough, lost to Wisconsin by 2, lost to Kansas by 4. You know, I think a good team. I think they will be able to advance, but if Stephen F. Austin wins that game, I will not be the least bit surprised.
Mm-hmm.
We both have SMU and Iowa State. Roscoe, how do you see that playing out?
You know, I'm going with the Larry Brown factor in this one. SMU, they're a solid all-around team. I think they'll beat Iowa State, who I think relies too much on that point forward, Niang, what's his name?
Gordon Niang.
Gorgui Niang. I think they rely a lot on him running the point forward. But in this game, I do have the Mustangs moving on. I feel like the Larry Brown factor is really going to play into it, and I have them moving on to the Sweet 16.
I have Iowa State winning this game. I think Iowa State can be one of my you know, the upset teams in this tournament. Great defensive team. Gorgeous Niang can take them as far as he wants them to take them. Monte Morris, great point guard. He's only got 30 turnovers this year. They don't turn the ball over that much. You know, they got 6 players who average 10 a game. You know, they got a good 6 man. So I think Iowa State will win this game. Fred Hoiberg, you know, Institute's great defense. I've preached that before. So I do see Iowa State moving further into the Sweet 16 with the win over SMU. Davidson versus Gonzaga. Roscoe, will Gonzaga get out of the first weekend for the first time since 2009?
You know, like I said, this is a different Gonzaga team. I think this is Mark Few's best chance to get to the Final Four to advance deep in the tournament. This team's all around can do anything. They can play defense. They can rebound. They can stretch the floor and shoot threes. They can post up down low. In this battle of mid-majors between Gonzaga and Davidson, I do have Gonzaga moving on to the Sweet 16 to face SMU.
I do have Gonzaga winning this game as well. I don't see them doing it against Davidson. I think it's a good matchup for Davidson if they're going to play be stuck playing a two seed. I think Gonzaga would be a good team to match up for him. I just don't see him doing it. Gonzaga's a great scoring team, and I just think they'll be able to hold Davidson to a low shooting percentage. I think they'll be able to win this game and play some good defense. Duke versus Georgetown is what I have. You have Duke versus Stephen F. Austin in the Sweet 16. Who do you have winning that game, Roscoe?
I have Duke beating Stephen F. Austin. I just feel like, Duke is just too much for Stephen F. Austin to handle. You know, their shooting's going to cool off at some point, and I feel like Duke will be able to beat the Cinderella story and beat Stephen F. Austin to move on to the Elite Eight.
Beating Georgetown as well, this would be a matchup of teams who usually get ousted quick. Recently Duke and Georgetown have been kind of knocked out early, but I think Duke will be able to beat a good Georgetown team pretty handedly. Jahlil Okafor, Quinn Cook, Tyus Jones, like I said before, great core to build around. I think Duke will easily win that game. You have SMU Gonzaga. I have Iowa State Gonzaga. Who you got, Roscoe, in that matchup?
I have Gonzaga beating SMU in a rematch of a game early in the year that Gonzaga won, pretty handedly. I think they went on the road to face SMU and they beat them. I'm just, a fan of Gonzaga, and I'm a believer in this Gonzaga team. And earlier in my bracket, a few years ago, I picked Gonzaga, but I wasn't confident in them. I was just riding the fan pick. This year, I actually see Gonzaga being a really good, deep team, and I feel like they actually, this is their year to make noise. But I am going to go Gonzaga over SMU to face Duke and the Elite Eight.
I do have Iowa State winning this game. Iowa State's a defensive-minded team, but, also have Georges Niang and the ability to really have great offense. The Big 12 tournament was big for them. It really showed that they can really accomplish a lot. And I just see them beating Gonzaga. Gonzaga hasn't made it this far in a while, and I just don't think Gonzaga will move on to the Elite Eight. Different team, better team than in the past, but I just think Iowa State will really be almost like a Cinderella-type team and make a run. You have Duke and Gonzaga. I have Duke, Iowa State. Who do you have in Duke, Gonzaga, Roscoe?
I have Gonzaga moving on to the Final Four. This is where the real fanfic came out. But, like I've been saying, this Gonzaga team is just totally different from prior years. And, with the experience, 4 years from you starting point guard, that really helps a lot. Not to mention that, Kyle Wilcher is just, he seems unstoppable, power forward position. But, they're deep down low, they're deep at the point in the backcourt, in the front court. This team is just really deep. I think that this will be the year that, Mark Few gets his best chance to win a championship, make it to the Final Four. So I do have Gonzaga moving to the Final Four, which, by the numbers, they're actually one of the they have one of the best odds to make it to the Final Four out of the field. But I am going Gonzaga over Duke to go to the Final Four.
Hard decision for me to make. I really did look into it. Duke, best offensive team. Iowa State, really good defensive team. Spreads the floor out. Georges Niang is going to make Jahlil Okafor, who I'm very high on as well, going to make him run. I have Iowa State with an upset, in my opinion, getting to the Final Four, which not a lot of people are going to have. but I can see it happening. I think Iowa State can be one of the lowest seeds to advance to the Final Four. And I see them making a little, putting a little run together and beating a very good Duke team. I think coaching plays big into it, and I think Fred Hoiberg will do a good job over Coach K. And I just really see it being a good game. You know, Duke shoots the ball real well. And I think all Iowa State will really need to do is just, you know, hold Duke to bad shooting and force them to move to the local four rounds. And I think they'll be able to win that game in advance to, I believe, which would be one of their first Final Fours.
And like you said with the move in Jahlil Okafor around, I think that's where Gonzaga can really benefit against Duke, because they can play two bigs who can stretch the floor and rebound if they go Wiltshire and Zabonis. You know, I think that's going to be a huge thing playing against Duke, is moving Jahlil Okafor around and seeing if he can cover some stretch fours and fives. And Stephen F. Austin, I think, would be able to do that, but I don't think they have the all-around talent to beat Duke. You see, that's where I think Gonzaga can beat Duke. And if Iowa State does make it, like you said, I do think Iowa State can beat Duke as well by doing that. But as I said, I don't think Iowa State gets out of the round of 32. So I like your pick and the thought behind your pick of moving Okafor around. I do agree with that. And, you know, that's why I made my pick on Gonzaga over Duke as well.
Take Jahlil Okafor out the game. That'll be a big way to beat them.
You know, you can
Ross, which is. Oh, yeah, you know, all you gotta do is get him moving. You know, Jahlil's a great defender as well. He does everything really good. And, you know, even though I would love to see Jahlil Okafor go up against Willie Cauley-Stein, if they make it to the national championship, I will be excited, but I just don't see it happening. In the East, I see a lot of potential teams that could really make moves. We'll start off with Villanova against Lafayette. Any upset here, Roscoe?
No, I don't think Lafayette's going to beat Villanova. However, if there was a one seed to be upset, I think it would be Villanova. But I see them getting the job done against Lafayette and moving on to the round of 32.
North Carolina State, LSU, who you got?
I have North Carolina State beating LSU because, like I said about a team earlier, they're more prepared. They've played in a tougher conference. They've played tougher games. They actually have some pretty good wins on their resume, beating some good teams. I think they beat Louisville this year. I think they beat North Carolina this year. I think they beat Duke. So, I mean, they've won some big games. LSU, I'm not sold on. They don't have strong point guard play. They are good down low with Mickey, but I think North Carolina State is just as good down low and a better team all around. That's why I have North Carolina State beating them, moving on to face Villanova.
I'd like to say, though, I think if any of these two teams – whichever one wins, will have a great chance to beat Villanova. I think they're one of the weaker one seeds. That being said, though, I do have LSU winning. I've watched a few LSU games this year. I do like what they bring to the table. You know, it's just going to all be on mindset for them. It's going to depend how they come out in this game. You know, Jarrell Martin and Jordan Mickey, all SEC. You know, great down low team. You know, NC State's got a group that they've played together a little bit. You know, they don't turn the ball over a lot, which LSU has a problem with doing. You know, and it's just, I just have LSU winning this game, just particularly because North Carolina State's looking into the statistics and how everything plays out. North Carolina State does do a very good job of forcing shooting teams to not shoot the ball really well. Thankfully, LSU is not really much of a shooting team. They're more down low, which NC State has had some problems with. So I think this is probably the biggest toss-up game in my opinion. I really think any team is going to can win this game. But just hometown fan and just my gut, I just see LSU doing something. You know, the last few tournament appearances they've made, they have won their first round game. It'd be a good Butler team a few years ago. Final Four about 10 years ago. So I think LSU really does have an interesting mindset coming to the tournament. And I think Jordan Mickey and Drell Martin will lead them to a close victory. Northern Iowa, Wyoming, Roscoe, do you have another 12 beating a 5, or do you think Northern Iowa can pull it out?
You know, Selection Sunday I said Northern Iowa was a good team, and I still think they are a good team, but I think they get a bad matchup against Wyoming. A Wyoming team who's actually been playing pretty well down the stretch. So I do have Wyoming beating Northern Iowa. I thought Wichita State was the better team out of the Missouri Valley Conference, and I do have them moving further along. But with the Northern Iowa-Wyoming pick, I do have Wyoming beating Northern Iowa and moving on to the round of 32.
Wow, okay. Do you think that'd be two 12s beating fives, correct?
Huh?
That would be your
12 beating fives.
Three?
Okay. Yeah. Buffalo, Wyoming, and Stephen F. Austin.
I do have Stephen F. Austin as well. I, however, do not have Wyoming winning. I think Northern Iowa will win this game. Good team. Going to draw a tough matchup in Wyoming. A little bit overrated, though. You know, I mean, they shoot the ball well. Not a terrible defensive team. But I think they'll move on to beat Wyoming. Wyoming's going to try to bust the party, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Louisville versus UC Irvine. Who do you have, Roscoe?
I have Rick Pitino and Louisville moving on and beating UC Irvine. I'm really high on this Louisville team with Montrezl Harrell and Blackshear and company, but I think this Louisville team is just well coached and will make a pretty good run and surprise some people, I think. And I think they'll definitely be in the round of 32.
All right. I also have Louisville winning, one of the better defensive teams. Really solid down low, like you said, with Montrezl Harrell. I really don't see UC Irvine putting up a big fight. Surprised they even got in the tournament. Really just don't have much to say about that game. Besides, Louisville should win with ease. Another interesting matchup, Providence versus the winner of Boise State and Dayton. What do you think's going on with that matchup, Roscoe?
I don't think it really matters who Providence plays. I think coming out of the Big East, I have Providence winning. Not really sure why, but I mean, I haven't watched much on this Providence team. I have them moving on to the round of 32. You know, Boise State got in. I think they were the last team in on the last four in on the line. And really not a believer in them. I don't think Dayton's going to get the job done. They were pretty inconsistent this year. So I have Providence winning over either one of those two teams.
I have Providence winning this game. And potentially a sleeper team to really make a run. I know you say you've really watched or kept up with any Providence. I mean, I haven't really kept up with some of these teams either, but Providence does have one of the best backcourts in the NCAA. Definitely in the Big East. LaDante Henton averages 20 points a game. Chris Dunn at the point guard averages 16-8. Combo backcourt for them. They've done that all without shooting the ball terribly well. Reading into it, you know, they've some have compared LaDante Henton to a to a younger, you know, Tyreek Evans. You know, he drives to the ball, to the hoop really well, while the point guard, Hinton, really passes the ball real well. So I think Providence will be able to get this game, and I think they will draw a favorable matchup in potentially Oklahoma. So it would not surprise me to see Providence make a small little run, but I do have them reaching the round of 32 to play Oklahoma, who should beat a underrated Albany team, but just I don't think that Albany team's good enough to really make a splash in the tournament. Who do you have to win that game, Roscoe, Albany or Oklahoma?
I have Oklahoma moving on to beat Providence as well. I think their one-man wrecking crew will get the job done in the first round.
Do you have Oklahoma beating Albany?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they'll get the job done in the first round. However, I think they'll struggle after that. But I do have them moving on to the round of 32.
A surprise team, Michigan State, did a little bit worse than people thought. Draw a Georgia team, who some say shouldn't even be in the tournament, along with LSU. Do you have Michigan State winning this game, Roscoe, or do you have Georgia pulling out kind of a small upset?
I have Michigan State winning this game. They played Wisconsin really tough in the Big Ten tournament, had a big showing in the Big Ten tournament. I feel like they finally played to their potential. And with Tom Izzo as your coach, you know, you can't count them out of any game. I have them beating Georgia, moving on to the round of 32 to face a Virginia team who's going to beat Belmont. Just, I don't think there's much to say about that except that Virginia will win. So, round 32 matchup for Michigan State, I feel like it's going to be Virginia.
I have Virginia winning as well. Great Virginia team. One of the better defensive teams. You know, they're giving up around 49 points a game, which is an awesome stat. I think they'll easily beat Belmont and move on to Michigan State as well. I have Villanova LSU. You have Villanova North Carolina State. Roscoe, how do you see that playing out?
I have North Carolina State beating Villanova. Like you said, the winner of that 8-9 matchup is going to have a favorable matchup against Villanova. I can see them possibly. I mean, I think they're the one team that has the, I mean, I guess you can say the best or worst chance of losing to their 16 matchup. With that being said, I think Villanova will lose to North Carolina State, a team who proved during the regular season that they can play with anybody, they can beat anybody. So I do have North Carolina State moving on to the Sweet 16 and beating Villanova.
Favorable matchup for either team, I do agree, but I do have Villanova winning this game. I'm just picking off of just clear that Villanova's when they're shooting the ball, they're a great team. You know, they have a decent center in Javon Pinkston. You know, they have a good backcourt with a good front court to complement it as well. So I do think Villanova will be able to pull this game out, even though I do believe they are the weakest one seed. We move on to Wyoming for you versus Louisville. I had Northern Iowa. Do we both have Louisville advancing, Roscoe? I have Louisville beating Northern Iowa. I like the inside presence. I'm not completely sold on Northern Iowa, so I do have Louisville advancing. Do you have Louisville advancing as well, or do you have Wyoming kind of carrying it through?
I have Louisville advancing as well. You know, the coaching, down low presence, leadership of Blackshear. I think this team's just really good. I feel like they're kind of underrated because they had some losses in ACC play. But I do see this Louisville team winning, moving on to the Sweet 16, continuing to make a run.
Now we move down to Providence, Oklahoma. How do you see that one? You know,
I have Providence beating Oklahoma. I don't know much about Providence, but I do feel like, you know, they can make a run. Oklahoma, I feel like they're a one-man wrecking crew. And I feel like that just doesn't get the job done when it comes to March facing, you know, teams that can win on any given day. And that's all March is, a team that can win on any given day, and whoever catches the right streak will move on. So I do have Providence moving on, beating Oklahoma.
I do have Oklahoma winning this game, even though I do think that, again, Providence can win this game. Won't be surprised if they do. The key to Oklahoma is foul trouble. You know, they've all the games they've lost, they've had either Tyshawn Thomas or Ryan Spangler. You know, their center and forward. One of them has fouled out or almost fouled out. You know, Providence, like I said, LaDante Hinton gets to the basket. If he can get to the basket, force some fouls, get to the free throw line, Oklahoma get in foul trouble, would not doubt to see them lose. But I just have a feeling that Buddy Hield's going to take this Oklahoma team's over at least the first two rounds. I think he'll be able to anchor them into the Sweet 16. Virginia, Michigan State, who you got, Roscoe?
You know, this Virginia team, like many believe in the Arizona team and Arizona's defense, I believe in Virginia's defense. It's, in my opinion, the best defense in college basketball. With that being said, I have them beating Michigan State, moving on to the Sweet 16, and just continuing the great season that they've had.
I agree as well. Can definitely agree with your statement that they are one of the best defensive teams in college basketball as well. So I can totally see them, you know, wreaking some havoc in the tournament. I have them beating Michigan State as well, but I did not want to sleep on this Michigan State team. Tom Izzo, phenomenal head coach, and if anyone's going to lead this team to some victories, it'll be Tom Izzo, but I do think Virginia will move on. No, you have North Carolina State, Louisville, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have Villanova, Louisville. Who do you have out of your matchup, Roscoe?
I have Louisville moving on to the Elite Eight. Just to download presence, coaching, you know, repeatedly I've said this, and I believe in it. I believe that's going to get the job done for them. With that being said, I think, you know, North Carolina State there, season comes to an end against them. I think Louisville gets the job done and we'll move on to the Elite Eight and face Virginia in an ACC Elite Eight matchup. I just think Providence's season will come to an end in the Sweet 16 as well as North Carolina State. Virginia's defense is just too good. You know, I feel like defensive teams had the advantage over offensive teams because shooting can go cold at any time, but defense will always carry you and will always be there. So I had Virginia moving on to the Elite Eight to face Louisville.
All right, and just a quick update to anyone listening live. We will continue on to the podcast. I set the time limit at 1:30, and we're taking a little bit longer, which is no big deal. Just check us out on the podcast for the rest of the bracket prediction, as me and Roscoe will still continue to broadcast onto the podcast. Anyway, I do have Villanova beating Louisville in a game that I really can't describe. Villanova spreads the ball real well, she can shoot real well. I think they've won 15 straight. A good team, and I do have Villanova winning that game. Not really much to say about it. Except I just kind of just taking a gambler's chance. I can see Louisville winning as well, but I am choosing Villanova on my bracket to face a Virginia team who I think will get past Oklahoma. I think this Virginia team is incredibly defensively sound. They can also shoot the ball really, really well on offense. Did this, you know, all in one of the best conferences in basketball. They went 29-3 in the ACC, you know, playing in the ACC. I think that they'll be able to make it to the Elite Eight to face off against Villanova. You're going to have Virginia and Louisville, Roscoe. Who do you have winning that game?
I have Virginia. You know, I thought they were the best team in the ACC, you know, throughout the year. And I just have to keep riding that defense. You know, people put in Arizona because of their defense. I think Virginia's defense is better, and I have Virginia beating Louisville and making the Final Four.
Can you hear me, Roscoe?
Yeah.
All right. I also have Virginia advancing. I think they'll match up very well against Villanova, who's a shooting team. I think their defense will really lock them down. You know, Jay Wright's great coach at Villanova, but I think this is about as far as he'll be able to take this team. And I think Virginia will advance to the Final Four. I think they're they're clearly the best team on that side of the bracket, and they could have gotten the one seed over Villanova. So this puts our Final Fours. Roscoe, you have in your Final Four Kentucky, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Gonzaga, correct?
Correct.
All right, my Final Four sits at Kentucky versus Arizona and Virginia against the surprise Iowa State. We'll go to the first matchup, Kentucky versus Wisconsin for you. How do you like that game ending up?
I think this game's going to be a really good game. Like I said, it's going to be Kentucky's second toughest matchup, with Kaminsky being able to stretch the court somewhat and, you know, being a physical presence. However, I just think Kentucky is too good, and Kentucky will move on to the championship game. I really like this Wisconsin team. I really like Frank Kaminsky, but he can only do so much. And just Kentucky is too good, and I don't think he'll be able to get the job done, and I don't think they'll be able to win this game.
I have Kentucky versus Arizona, but our outcome is definitely the same. This Kentucky team is too good, just incredibly sound, incredibly mature. Definitely will be able to get it done. They're the best team in college basketball, 34-0. I just don't see, you know, Wisconsin or Arizona stopping them. I think Kentucky will be able to defensively shake Stanley Johnson. You know, he's a great player, but he's also just a freshman. So I can definitely see Kentucky winning that matchup and reaching the championship. We move to the other side of the bracket, Roscoe. I have Virginia, Iowa State. You have Virginia, Gonzaga. Who do you have in that game?
I have Virginia beating Gonzaga. You know, Gonzaga's shooting, their offense is just going to be able to carry them so far. They won't have the talent and enough offense to beat Virginia. You know, I don't see that happening. Virginia is incredibly sound on defense, and that helps them create opportunities on offense. But, so with that being said, I have Virginia facing off against Kentucky in the national championship.
Well, we did not discuss any of this before, so it's not like we're both copying each other. I as well do have Virginia facing off Kentucky in the national championship. Iowa State, only this is as far as they can go. Great defensive team, matches up with another great defensive team. Virginia, like Iowa State, spreads the floor, but Virginia spreads it way better. I just think this is where Iowa State ends. I think Virginia's going to carry on what they've been doing all year, and they'll get to the national championship to face off against the best team in the country, Kentucky. Definitely be a great matchup with Virginia, Iowa State, but I think Virginia will be able to make it. Since we both have the same game, how would you see this one going down, Roscoe?
You know, the whole year you've wanted to see Kentucky lose a game, but now you're at the point where they're in the pursuit of perfection, and it hasn't been done since an Indiana team in 78. So now you're rooting for them to finish this perfected season and to end the year undefeated, winning the national championship. With all that being said, we've talked about how great of a team Kentucky is, how great of a defense Virginia is. but I think Kentucky just has too many weapons. They're too deep. And Calipari is going to get the job done. And these guys have been there before. I mean, they lost in the national championship last year to a surprise team and carried by Napier. So these kids, I'll say kids because most of them are sophomores with a senior presence. And I think Willie Cauley-Stein's a senior, correct?
If I'm not mistaken, Willie Cauley-Stein, I'm not going to say because I'm 100% sure, but he is a sophomore, maybe? Or a junior. Yeah, no, he's a sophomore.
Well,
No, he's a junior. He's a junior. Excuse me. Junior.
Okay. But, anyways, like I said, these guys were there last year. They're going to know how to handle it. So, I do have Kentucky beating Virginia. I'll give a little score prediction. I think it's going to be 69-59. Many people say that teams won't come within 10 points of Kentucky. I think three teams will. It's going to be that three toughest matchups. It's going to be the last three games for Kentucky, but I do have Kentucky winning it all, ending their season undefeated, and being the first team to go perfect since the 78 Indiana team.
I as well have Kentucky winning the national championship. That being said, you know, we discussed it earlier. What do you need to do to beat Kentucky? What do you need to do to beat Duke would be to move to the local four. Same thing with Kentucky. If you can get Willie Cauley-Stein moving, you could definitely win a game. I think Virginia would surprisingly be a great matchup for Kentucky. I think Virginia, you know, if they shoot the ball real well, I think that they could win that game, even though I do have Kentucky winning. You know, like you said, some of the guys have been there before, and, you know, I think that, you know, they're just too good to not win this tournament. So I do have them winning the NCAA tournament championship as well. Score prediction, I say 66-59 Kentucky. Cauley-Stein would be the definite X factor. I think they'd definitely be able to pull that one out.
I mean, for
said,
people,
yeah, you
for
go ahead,
people
Ron.
Listening, for people listening, if like, if you don't think Kentucky can win at all, or if you don't have Kentucky in your Final Four, I just believe you're just trying to win the bracket and, you know, you're kind of crazy because, I mean, in my opinion, this team is the best team in college basketball and the best team we've seen in a long, long time. I don't think you can not have Kentucky in the Final Four or even in the championship game. This team is just too good. They've had experience in a tournament, and with Calipari coaching them, it's hard to see them not in the championship.
And if you're watching, you know, Ole Miss has made a small little run, so you do have a 7-point game out there, and should be a good finish. But, Roscoe, do you have any other teams besides, like, who do you think is the best shot at knocking off Kentucky if they could somehow match up with them?
Well, besides Wisconsin and Notre Dame, who I think have the best chances because they can stretch the floor and move around players, I think, you know, because I see Gonzaga beating Duke and being able to move around Julius Okafor, I feel like they can do the similar thing to Kentucky. However, I don't see that happening. I mean, a team who can move Willie Cauley-Stein around and, you know, get him out on the edge and take him away from the basket, they can definitely have a chance. But I just think they're too deep, and I really can't see a team beating them. And, you know, it sounds like I'm just riding Kentucky, but I'm not. They're the best team, and, you know, they've gotten the job done all year, and people have wanted them to lose, but they just continue to win, so now people want to see them win. It's just, they're a great thing to watch, you know, and I can't go any further on Kentucky because I've said it the whole time. They're the best team, and I think they have the best chances of winning the national championship.
I can agree with that. Anything else for anyone else to look out for, Rothko?
In the tournament?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I think this tournament has a lot of potential to have a lot of upsets. I mean, I didn't pick Dayton or Boise State over Providence, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I wouldn't be surprised if Northern Iowa made a run to the Elite Eight or Sweet 16, you know, if they get past Wyoming. I mean, a lot of things can happen. It's March Madness. Any team can create a story. You know, you could have a 17 in the national championship like last year. It doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. It's what you do down in this bracket and if you have the favorable matchup. So, I mean, anyone can make that story. So, I mean, you can look out for anyone.
Agreed. Well, definitely can't wait for it to get started. And thanks for listening, guys. Feel free to tweet us any predictions, previews. Make sure you're listening to the podcast. If you're listening right now, you're obviously on the podcast. And thanks for the support, you guys, and we'll see you all next show.